I'm Catherine with Tours by Foot, here to guide you on an audio tour of Times Square and the Theater District in New York City. Our first stop will be at the original New York Times building, which is right where Broadway and 7th Avenue meet between West 42nd and West 43rd Street. Times Square was originally known as Longacre Square, and in the late 1800s, it consisted of a large open space surrounded by drab apartments. The arrival of electricity and the subway system transformed the square. Adolph S. Ox, owner and publisher of the New York Times from 1896 to 1935, opened Times Tower in 1905. It was the second tallest building in the city at the time, but only 8 years later, the Times outgrew the space and moved to a new location, but not before beginning the New Year's Eve Spectacular, a tradition that continues to this day. The building is topped by a time ball and has been mostly vacant since 1995, apart from a Walgreens on the two lower levels, but it generates more than $23 million a year in advertising revenue. The ball is 12 feet or 3.5 meters in diameter, weighing 11,875 pounds, or 5,400 kilograms, and it's covered with a total of 2,688 Waterford crystal triangles. It is capable of creating more than 16 million colors and billions of patterns, and has been the ball since 2007, the latest in a long series of redesigns since the ball was first dropped in 1908. The actual notion of a ball dropping to signal the passage of time dates back to England's Royal Observatory at Greenwich in 1833, where a ball would drop at 1 o'clock every afternoon to allow the captains of nearby ships to precisely set their chronometers. An estimated 1 million people fill Times Square every New Year's Eve, with millions more watching nationwide and over a billion throughout the world. Once you're done here at the original Times building, go ahead and head to our next stop, which is the Condé Nast building at 4 Times Square. So that's going to be on Broadway between West 42nd and 43rd Streets.